Let's get this earnings party started.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Aluminum company Alcoa kicks off earnings season today, and analysts are expecting it to be a good one. They're predicting fourth quarter earnings to move into positive territory for the first time in at least a couple of years. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is with us live in our Los Angeles studio to tell us all about it. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Steve.
So, how much of a milestone are we talking about here?
Well, basically, it would mark the end of the earnings recession. So good news if you're a corporation or at least an investor in one. Analysts are forecasting a big bump in earnings, especially for technology companies. Now, that bump isn't necessarily hard to come by, though, considering fourth quarter earnings a year ago were the worst in the history of the S&P 500 index. But with Thomson Reuters predicting a tripling of earnings for those stocks, the recent run-up in the markets starts to make a little more sense.
All right, Sam. So we've already mentioned Alcoa earnings coming out today. We've also got, Intel and J.P. Morgan Chase releasing earnings later in the week. What are investors looking for there?
Well, they're going to want to see that those stock market gains I mentioned are warranted. The S&P 500 is now at a 15-month high, and investors are going to want to see earnings driven not only by cost-cutting, but also by demand. Now, the big question mark, of course, is in the banking sector. Here, investors will be looking for any signs that the age of these major write-offs against all those bad loans will be coming to a close.
All right. Marketplace's Sam Eaton with us here in the studio. Sam, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Let's check numbers. Markets in Europe are up by about 1% right now. A big rebound in Chinese exports last month pushed Asian markets ahead today, 0.5% to about 1%. China, by the way, surpassed Germany as the world's biggest exporter. American markets start the week higher than last. The Dow ended the week at 10,618, up nearly 2%. The S&P and NASDAQ each added more than 2% as well for the week. Oil prices jumped above $83 a barrel. Strong Chinese crude demand and new attacks on Nigerian supplies to blame there. The Dutch brewing company Heineken is buying the second largest beer maker in Mexico, FESMA. It's a deal worth more than $7.5 billion. More from Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard.
The two companies do seem to fit together. Heineken already distributes FEMSA beers in the United States. The deal will give Heineken a leading position in the Mexican market. Holly Waring is with JustDrinks.com. He says buying FEMSA is a good move for the Dutch brewer.
Heineken is also very quiet in Mexico, which is a large beer market. It's in the top five for sure. So it does make sense for Heineken to get into bed with FEMSA, bearing in mind that they work together already in the US.
The markets had been expecting SAB Miller to win the bidding for FEMSA, but in the end, Miller got cold feet over the price and pulled out. Heineken says the deal could cut its costs, eventually saving it more than $220 million a year. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, the head of NBC Sports, Dick Ebersol, says the network will actually lose money on the Winter Olympics. The games are set to be broadcast from Vancouver starting in about a month. Ebersol says while ad sales have picked up, the price tag for the games is what put them over the top. NBC paid $2.2 billion for the rights. Other networks, ABC and Fox, are stepping it up for bids for upcoming Olympics coverage, hoping, of course, to have a better end result.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by MassMutual, for 158 years, providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at MassMutual.com.
A lot of industries' brand names rule. Cars, clothes, even ketchup. But it's a tougher job to earn name recognition for, say, sandwich meat. Boar's Head has built a billion-dollar business in large part by signing exclusive deli deals to market their meats. That includes signs and posters. The marketing works. Now the marketing war is getting ugly, and reporter Alex Goldmark investigates the big battle of the bologna.
There's only one way to order cold cuts here on 80th and York in Manhattan.
Thin, thinly sliced.
Very thin. That's the only way.
Mortadella and prosciutto. It has to be sliced
very thin.
Deli meats are serious business here at D'Agostino's supermarkets in New York. So fourth-generation owner Nick D'Agostino thought carefully when he decided not to go with Boar's Head.
We have one prominent brand of deli meats. We carry Dietz and Watson, and We chose that because it's a good family company. They're based out of Philadelphia, and so they're local to us.
That mom-and-pop angle is exactly what Dietz & Watson has been pushing hard since the summer as part of a Freedom of Choice campaign to get supermarkets to drop their exclusive Boar's Head deals. And competition is heating up. One distributor in upstate New York left this message on a Dietz & Watson voicemail.
Hey, Dietz & Watson, I dare you to come up here with your product. I'm a Boar's Head guy. You bring your little circus up here, I'll bury you guys.
Boar's Head's headquarters in Florida declined to comment, and the independent distributor in New York that left the message, according to caller ID, told me they don't know anything about it, and the owner there is a mellow person who wouldn't do something like that. Either way, Dietz & Watson saw a marketing opportunity and jumped. Here's the editor of Daily Business Magazine, Jim Prevor.
I do think that that kind of bullying plays right into the hands of Dietz & Watson.
Who are trying to paint their competition as a corporate giant more than twice their size, throwing their muscle around and preventing diversity at the deli counter. But Prevor says that might not be enough to get supermarkets to make a change.
Now, the problem with all this issue is that it's hard to motivate consumers to really, you know, man the ramparts and fight to the death for the brand of salami they can buy in the deli.
And most customers are happy with Boar's Head. Well, as long as it's thinly sliced.
Half a pound of sweet super sod, sliced very thin. And if you go over, that's fine. It's bad, but I don't care.
Anything else?
In New York, at the deli counter, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
And finally, that record snow in Britain kept a lot of people indoors. So what's a philanderer to do? Go online, of course. The website illicitencounters.com says new membership and usage spiked to record levels in the days following a British snowstorm. Most of all, curiously, from those areas hardest hit by the bad weather. The site caters to people who want to have extramarital affairs online. They hired extra people to handle the demand and says January will likely be its busiest month ever. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.